Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, as promised, in the Dominican Republic. We are literally snorkeling for an entire week with humpback whales. I'm with Clay from Explore Ventures, who made this possible. Clay, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on in the background right now because we are literally on the, the main deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer.
Yeah, main deck, whichever you want to call it. We'll call it the sun deck.
Call it the sun deck.
Actually,
let's go with that.
It's the 70s karaoke lounge.
Yes, because everybody's hanging out right now after a day of snorkeling with humpback whales, listening to some Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Let's see if we can pick that up. Yes, it's cranking right now. And Alberto has been some of the entertainment. We're going to talk to him in just a bit here on the big show today because he's from the area, I guess, and has decided to entertain us. That's what happens on a living board. You never know who you're going to run into, right, Clay?
Oh, you know, I don't know if he's decided to entertain us, but he certainly can't help it.
Well, it's born in his, it's a blood thing, I guess.
I think so, and I think he's from the south coast of Dominican Republic and enjoying one of his bucket list trips for his lifetime, and it's been a great week so far.
As most of us, I believe. I mean, this is definitely one of the most amazing trips you could ever considered. You, Alberto, where are you going? Wait, come here. Wait, just say hi then. Just say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, okay. We'll talk to him later after he, I don't know. They like their tequila here, evidently.
They have brought their own supply, and it tends, from what I understand, to be pretty good stuff.
Yes, we may have to sample that because, you know, there's no diving going on, so there's really no booze rules in that regard. Are there?
Yeah, not really. And, you know, actually, the whale boats that we take out every day or twice a day are lower than the big boat. So if you fall off the big boat into the whale boat, it really is possible to do and not all that much of a problem.
Yeah, well, why not? That might be on your list. It might be two things you can knock out on your bucket list in 1 week, you think?
knock you on your bucket list.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. But the whales have been phenomenal. This area for about 10 weeks or so, you guys run these trips on the Turks and Caicos Explorer liveaboard, and you can come out here and snorkel with humpback whales that are like 40, 60 feet long. These things are basically the size of a school bus, if not bigger, floating next to you. It's pretty remarkable.
It's pretty incredible. You know, we come down for, as you said, 11 weeks, starting in late January, going up through mid-April, and take the whale boats out morning and afternoon and have whatever encounters come across. And we've been really lucky this week. In fact, you know, we motored up to the place, you remember, on Sunday morning, and there was a cow-calf pair that was swimming around the boat. We just jumped off the big boat and went snorkeling with them.
Yeah, we didn't even get here and get settled before we were in the water with the humpback whale. It was pretty remarkable. We're going to talk about some of these experiences, some of the things that we've seen with these whales here on today's show to kind of give you a little taste of what it's like and why you definitely need to add this to the list. Now, Alberto, who is singing in the background, he's a bonus.
Exactly.
Because you just never know what's going to happen on a liveaboard like this, and we've met some really fun folk here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard. Tom is the he's the whale guy, the whale whisperer. What do we call him? The whale master? What do we call him?
I think either of those would suffice. That's a pretty good description.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to him. He's going to give us some interesting little nuggets to learn about these humpback whales. But Walt DeMartini is with me on this trip as well. Walt has been in charge of making sure we had a proper supply of rum on board, right?
And that we have done.
We stocked up on the way in, although Clay supplied us with a sufficient amount, but we wanted to make sure that for some of the rum drinkers on board, that we wouldn't run short.
Yes, and for what it's worth, the rum here in Dominican Republic, some of the best prices I've ever seen anywhere in the Caribbean. So that's just another added bonus that we found out. You hear what I'm saying, Clay?
I hear what you're saying.
And being that you're not diving, once again, you can drink, I guess, a little bit more maybe, or, you know, within respectable limits, but you don't have to worry about the drinking and diving thing so much.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a beer at lunch or a glass of wine or something, not a problem. It makes it a little bit less stringent, that's for sure.
So you can indulge just a tad here, like the rum meister, my friend Walt DeMartini. How have you been enjoying the whales in between your rummage?
You know, I loved it. It was my first experience at the whales, and I was just totally impressed. Can't believe just the things I saw down here, and I'm ready to come back tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we got a few more days. We're recording the show here about midweek. We still have a couple full days of whaling, so to speak. This area, when did it start to develop into this unique experience to do these humpback whales? I know Tom said he's been doing this for 22 years, but as an orchestrated trip, it's been, what, 10 maybe or so? Or has it been longer, Clay? Do you know?
I think Tom started commercial operations out here 22 years ago, and ever since then, it's been an ongoing thing. There's three permits for boats that are allowed to come out here. We're one of the three right now in conjunction with Aquatic Adventures, Tom's outfit. So it's been ongoing since Tom arrived here, if not before. I'm not honestly sure.
Yeah, and we don't really know why they come here, other than they come here to mate and get rowdy. Evidently, they got all this terminology where these rowdy groups of whales get in and flap their flukes around. It's just crazy stuff to witness firsthand. But we're not real sure why they come here, are we? Or I guess that'll be a question for Tom, because he's the whale guy.
You're going to have to ask Tom. All I know is that, you know, it's amazing to sit out here and you can look any direction and see whales spouting and, you know, breaching and, you know, just sitting on the big boat whale watching is an amazing thing to spend an evening doing.
Yeah, we have these two tenders that we go out and interact with the whales or jump in the water and get real close to them. But on the main boat, you can just hang out here all day and see these whales. Literally, as I'm gazing off the back of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, I see a spout over there. I see another one breaching. This is crazy stuff. It's the scenery out of a Discovery Channel type of thing. And you're here in the flesh. It's kind of hard to describe it. But we're taking pictures and video. We'll put them up at scubaradio.com as well.
And the other thing we don't want to forget is the fantastic crew they have here. They really work for us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I got to sail with some of these crew members on a different company years ago, and it was a great pleasure to see them, and their attitudes are just fantastic. The food, of course, you can't beat anywhere.
Yeah.
And I've known Tom for years, too, so he makes it a real interesting experience.
Yeah, no doubt. He's given seminars every night after dinner, and the crew you mentioned, I've actually dived with many of these folks when we were in the Turks and Caicos on the boat before, and we're going to catch up with some of those folks as well on the show as well, and maybe talk a little bit about working a live aboard boat. Well, that's always a nice little thing to throw in there, because, you know, I would imagine for them this is a little added perk, little cut away from the scenery for a couple months to come out here, as opposed to being in the Turks and Caicos all year, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. It's a different thing to do, other than the normal daily grind, the horrible daily grind of working on a live aboard boat.
Welcome to my office. Yes, that kind of thing.
Exactly, but it's fun for them to do something different for a period of time, and all of them people are sort of always scrambling to get on this boat for whale season.
Absolutely. Now, Alberto, come on over here, dude. Let me talk to you, Alberto. Come here. Now, see, I'm using his real name. We had talked before we went on the air. I was supposed to use an alias. I'm not supposed to use his real name. So this is Mr. X, or is it okay to call you Alberto?
You can call me anything you want.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So, Alberto, tell us, how did you get on this boat? What drew you to wanting to snorkel with the humpback whales?
Well, I got to, unbelievable. I'm a Dominican. I wasn't aware that this place was part of the Dominican Republic. So when a friend of mine invited me here, I said, "Jesus, you know, I'm a sea lover, fishing, diving, anything to do with the sea." And then I can only say that why do something else, something simple and normal, when you can be doing this?
Well, exactly. And something normal for you is what? Is it like serenading the ladies back there on the DR? Because you are quite the singer. You brought a guitar. I mean, he's like the lady killer here on the boat from what I'm seeing.
I thought that an important conversation I did had no place, you know, for romantic gossiping.
No romantic gossiping. I just calls them as I sees them. I'm just saying, you got a little game there.
I want to say something. I'm so glad and proud and fortunate to have this as part of our country now. I'm even more pleased to come here and be able to have a good time with people from all over the world, you know, and I really invite anybody to come down here. And thank you for your support.
Well, there you go. Now, that's the kind of homecoming or welcome you could only hope for from the local Dominican Republic folks. And there's one of them, Alberto. Maybe he'll sing for us later. You never know. All right, more coming up from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 on the Silverbanks.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
My name is Alexa from South Wales.
Well, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you wanna come. Every time I wanna get down, get down, get down.
Okay, we have been getting down with the humpback whales here in the Dominican Republic. ExploreVentures.com, go there and check it out. We'll also send you to Tom's website, who specializes in these special whale trips, which is what we're experiencing this week. However, Walt DeMartini, you know, he said earlier how some of the people who are working on the boat this week are old friends of yours from various other trips that you used to run as a captain, right?
That's correct. And one of my good friends is the lovely and talented Captain Denise.
Captain Denise, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Now, you've been running one of the whale tenders. Which one? The Challenger, right?
Challenger, correct.
Yeah, and they have the Escort and the Challenger. They're named because Escort and Challenger are a term they use for some of the whales. We're going to get into that in a little bit with Tom, who is the whale whisperer. Is that how you refer to him as well, or the whale master? What do you call him?
The whale man.
The whale man, of course. Why not? That makes sense, too. So, but how did you get roped into being a captain on one of these whale tenders? How did this happen in your, you know, captain career? Because you've worked liveaboard trips before, I guess, right?
Yes. I worked for the Necton, and he chartered the Necton, and I was one of the crew members on board with one of his other drivers, and I just took a great interest in it, and so they started teaching me, and when that guy left, I was in.
Now, Denise, you seem to always be bubbling over with laughter. You're always smiling. You seem pretty passionate about these whales. Does it ever get boring? Does it ever get old? It looks like you're pretty pumped up for this stuff.
Never. I love it. I can do it for the rest of my life.
What's your favorite thing that you like to see? I know you get really excited when you see these baby whales, because they come here to what? I don't know, give birth maybe? And is that what they do? And then they kind of train them a little bit while they're here? Is that what they're doing here in the Silver Banks?
That's what we believe they're doing down here.
And we really don't know, right?
Right? Exactly. No one really knows. It's just all opinion.
So that's part of the cool thing about it, at least from what I'm hearing Tom and you guys tell us, is that there's so little known about these, and we're kind of on the edge of discovery, just observing their behavior and trying to figure out what are they doing exactly. And it's kind of fun to try to guess, at least, and maybe there's a pattern that develops, and you guys are starting to see some of this, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So is it the baby whales that you get most excited about, just seeing how they're jumping out there or acting, interacting with the mother or that kind of thing, or what?
That is, but my one very special behavior that I love is spy hopping.
Spy hopping. So they just pick their nose or fluke, or not fluke. What is the nose part called on a whale, on these humpback whales? Just nose?
The rostrum?
Head? Okay, we'll go. They stick their head out of the water and then take a look around and kind of eyeball you,
yep.
I guess, right?
Yep, they're checking us out. I think they're checking us out. So I just love that. They'll come up and look around and go back down.
Do you see that more with the babies versus the other ones, or they're all, it just depends, huh?
They all do it.
And you guys showed us some video as well, how some of the whales have actually come up to the divers before. There's like rules and guidelines that you guys have put in place to protect the whales and the people, for that matter. But it's pretty remarkable. They do seem fairly curious sometimes, as I guess, you know, some of the interactions I've seen with dolphins. Do you see some comparison along those lines, or do you think the whales are totally different in how they view us and the tenders and that kind of thing?
I think they're just as curious as dolphins as well. You know, especially the babies, you know, because they're not sure. And
what the heck are those goofy looking things, that kind of deal? Or do you think they think we're other whales? Do they think the tenders are other whales maybe sometimes, or do you know?
I think they think we're bath toys.
Yeah, you think that's what it is, sure. You know, it's interesting. Some of the behaviors that we've seen, you know, Tom has given these presentations in the evening to kind of give us an idea, at least after 22 years of being here in the Silver Banks, what he thinks they're doing. And then you go out there and see it in person. It's kind of interesting, and it makes sense. Like, we had one of them lift their tail out earlier this morning, and kind of flip his tail at us. And he said that can be kind of a signal, like, okay, you're getting a little too close, back off. Do you see that a lot? Do you pick up those kind of thing when they're doing stuff like that? Do you get the idea, like, okay, I get it, I better back the boat off a little bit, or what?
Oh, definitely. You definitely get that feeling. Just whenever they lob tail or tail breach right next to you, you know, had enough. If they like when they spy hop, I think they're looking for us. If we've gotten some distance between us, like, where'd they go?
Yeah, they're saying, well, I want to go take a look at these guys. Or, you know, I guess they got moods, just like anything, right?
And one of the important things Denise does is she controls the show. She tells us how close we can get to the whales, where we can go, when we can't go, to get away from them, to get back on the boat. So she really is the captain of the team in this whale operation.
Well, that's true. I mean, Tom runs one of the boats, and you run the other boat, and you're pretty much in charge of telling what the divers to do or snorkelers to do. Now, do you ever get jealous of the snorkelers and go, gosh, I wish I could be in the water right now? Or do you get your time sometime during the week?
Oh, I definitely at some points have to tell Lorenzo, my assistant, get out the water, drive the boat, because it's my turn. Yeah.
Now, what about seeing these whales year in and year out? Do you see some that you recognize from the year before or days before and start to think, hey, he knows me, or I know him, or what?
Yeah, I do feel that way. There's whales that I see that I definitely think, I've seen that one before.
Are there some whales that have become regulars and maybe turn into, like, players, like seem to have a little bit more friendly attitude to the boats and to the snorkelers, or what?
I definitely think that that happens, and not that we may necessarily know exactly which whale, you know, from season to season, but you kind of see that they're not as apprehensive with us.
Are you naming them too? I know you can identify them by the flukes, but you're like, hey, there's Charlie, or there's Joe, or there's a crazy whale, or whatever.
It's an unofficial name, of course, but we do.
You have a few pet names for some of your buddies out here, huh?
Yes.
Can you share any, or is that against the rules?
Well, no, like we had Swoosh, because he looked like he had a Nike sign on.
Ah, nice, okay.
Yep. And we called his mom Freckles, because she had pop marks on the back.
Very good, okay. What?
One of our favorite things that we wanted to see was the Rowdy Group, so the Rowdy Boys. Let Denise tell us a little bit about that action.
Well, yeah, these Rowdy Boys, you got the Challenger and Escort, that's the name of the tenders, but those are terms you use for the whale. So a mother and her calf will be cruising through here, and she'll be, like, protecting the mother, and then what happens?
Well, it can be a mother and calf, or it can just be a single female, and then with an escort, and then you have the challengers come in, and they start to fight, and they're just diving down, and they'll come up and reach into each other and T-bone each other, and, I mean, it gets crazy.
It's kind of like at a singles bar, and you get the girls together, and then there's, like, a mosh pit thrown in. Is that kind of fair?
That's fair to say.
Yeah, and they get a little rough. They get a little rowdy. So it's some crazy stuff going on out here on the Silver Banks, and you can witness it up close and personal. Just go to exploreadventures.com. All right, more coming up from the Dominican Republic and the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liverboard. Stay close. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard on the Silver Banks. We are diving or snorkeling with humpback whales. And Tom Collin, he's the whale man, according to Denise. Is that the term you like to be called there, Tom?
Oh, I guess you could say that. I've been doing it for 22 years.
Yeah, well, whale man, whale whisperer. Whale man works, I guess,
that
right?
It works for me.
Yeah. So you have been observing these whales for many years, and you pick up these... Okay, no, wait a minute. How am I supposed to focus
what
when he's...
What a voice you got going here, man. You've been doing this for a while.
Yeah. It's like, who is this guy?
Hello.
Yeah,
mean,
see,
it's
I've been operating...
degrees, isn't it? It's kind of like Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, well, see, I've been operating under the radar. That's how I operate on these liveaboards, and I kind of sit back and observe, you know, and then I kind of jump out and try to capture what we can to give people an idea what these liveaboard trips are like. Fair?
Okay, fair enough.
All right. So, but Alberto just threw me there because he started doing some kind of Dominican or
Dominican
Republic grind thing and kind of threw me.
Yeah. So, and he did it with Pedro. That's what disturbs me.
Exactly. Yeah, we got to meet him and his partner Pedro. They're quite a couple. I mean, a group or whatever. Yeah, but they're fun folks. But tell us about these whales. How did you get into this in the first place there, Tom?
Well, originally I came down in 1987 cruising through to the Lesser Antilles, and I saw the whales. And then it took me 4 years to try to figure out how to come out here because it was part of the Dominican Republic. And once I did that, I started running trips. Had no clue of how to get near a whale, and it's been a long haul in the last 2 years, but, you know, we have a pretty good understanding of working with whales out here.
Yeah, well, after 22 years, you've kind of developed a nice little system that allows you to get fairly close to the whales without harming them, without them harming us, and creating some just magical moments. I mean, we've already had several of them this week, and we're going to talk about them next. Stay close. Oh, but first, we got the Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. Then it's more with the Whale Man here on the Silver Banks. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Wow.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 91. If your dive buddy tells you he's got a turtle head poking out...
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
Do not break out your camera. And I hope your dive boat has an unoccupied head.
Do not go in there. Woo!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. You know, Nick, you look like a man with a question.
My question, Greg, is who's on your emergency speed dial?
My emergency speed dial?
Well, metaphorically speaking. In the event of emergency, who are you going to call?
Well, not Ghostbusters, but thanks very much for putting that in my head. So I guess I'm going to call you, or, well, no, not you, but Dan.
That is absolutely the right answer. Sometimes.
Well, what do you mean sometimes?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. Sometimes in an emergency, there's a lot of confusion as to who should be called and in what order. So we thought we'd clear it up for safety's sake.
Well, if it's for safety's sake, have at it.
The first thing to remember in the event of an emergency is never, ever put a diver's safety or life in danger by wasting time. Always seek out the closest emergency assistance. If you're in an area covered by 911, call it. Or if you are in an area not serviced by 911, call the appropriate equivalent.
You shouldn't just call Dan?
If you have access to no other emergency service, by all means, call Dan first and we will help. But if there are immediate emergency services at hand, call them. It saves time, which in turn means quicker response by EMS.
And then you call Dan.
That's exactly right. Once the emergency response has been activated, definitely give Dan a call. We'll coordinate with the emergency response providers and subsequent medical teams to ensure that the diver is getting the treatment and care they need, as well as any other elements that need attention.
So to be clear, if you're dealing with a serious or life-threatening situation, call 911 and then call Dan.
You got it. Call 911. Then call Dan.
What if the emergency is not diving related?
The same procedure applies. Call 911 and then call Dan.
I know I shouldn't question it, but why would we call Dan in a non-diving emergency?
Every Dan member has a benefit called Travel Assist. It's what provides each member with up to $100,000 of emergency medical evacuation, as well as a bunch of other benefits. Since it's not part of a dive accident insurance plan, but rather a standard membership benefit, it's not restricted to diving. As long as you're more than 50 miles from home, you have access to the benefits. And if you need that access, you can do so through the Dan Emergency Hotline.
Hence, call 911 and then call Dan.
Yep. Nice use of hence, by the way.
Thanks. So what if you're not in an emergency situation, but you just need some help?
By all means, call Dan. If you're not sure about a situation, or if you're not sure about what kind of help you need or where to get it, give us a call. We will help.
Anytime, day or night?
The Dan Emergency Hotline is active 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can call it any time, and if you need to, you can call it collect.
Just so everyone has it, what's the hotline number?
It's 919-684-9111.
Now wait, that sounds like a different number.
It changed a while back when we streamlined the service to include the Travel Assist access.
Okay, everyone get your cell phones out and update the number now. Go ahead, let's take care of it while we're thinking of it. Give us that number one more time, Nick.
Area code 919-684-9111.
Like 911, but with more numbers. Got it. Now, what if we just have a question about something medical that's in no way in an emergency?
Well, we've got a medical information line that operates during regular business hours for that. But please, and we can't stress this enough, if you are having trouble, even if you don't think it's an emergency, don't hesitate to call the hotline if you need assistance. Even if you think it's nothing. If it's enough to raise a question, it's enough to place a call and make sure you're okay.
What if I'd rather call someone I know it, Dan?
That actually happens. It's natural to want to call a friend when you're in trouble, especially if you feel like you're going to bother someone by calling for help. But if you do call someone you know it, Dan, you know what they're going to do?
Mock me?
Mercilessly. No, they're going to do exactly what we're telling everyone to do here. They're going to call the Dan Emergency Hotline and get the experts engaged.
So how about if I need to renew my membership in the middle of the night? Can I call them then?
Only if you want to be mocked. No, seriously. Membership renewal is the one thing our hotline doesn't do, but that can always be done online.
So who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
It had to be said.
Dang! Now the song's in my head, too.
Time is precious, especially in an emergency. If you're in an emergency situation, remember to activate 911 first and then call Dan at 919-684-9111. If it's not an emergency or if you have nowhere else to turn, call Dan and they'll get you the help you need. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard. And by the way, I don't want to throw you because I keep mentioning the fact that we're on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard, but we're actually in the Dominican Republic. On the Silver Banks with humpback whales. What's up with that, Clay?
I don't know. It's sort of weird. You know, we're looking around, and we're tied to a nice, secure mooring. We're looking around. There's not land in sight anywhere.
Yes.
Just a lot of whales.
Right, just a lot of whales. But, you know, they move the boat from the Turks and Caicos at this time of year, and it sets up shot over here. Now, we're here with the whale man. He kind of works with Clay and uses the boat here as a staging area to interact with these whales. And to have these encounters in the Silver Banks. So you started it 22 years ago, and over the years you've learned how to interact. What is it, and I mentioned this or asked this of Denise earlier, Tom, but what is it for you personally that really gets you going when you see these whales? What is it that captured your imagination?
They're just very forgiving. They're so big. And to allow us to interact with them on their element, it's just amazing to me. And to be able to bring people out here and share this with them, they all leave here with a different perspective towards marine mammals. And for me, it was all about, I mean, it's become a business, obviously, okay? But originally, it's all about people leaving here and protecting whales. Okay, I feel that what we do out here, everybody that leaves here is going to do more when whales are in trouble and need help, whether it's for research or whether it's whaling, you know, to support non-whaling.
Right.
They leave here with a different attitude, and they leave here where they've shared their element with them, and they have allowed them to interact with them, and they leave here loving them, you know,
yeah.
And that's what it's all about. It's to allow people to share their element and walk away supporting them for their survival.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think whales, everybody has that. It has to be on at least 99% of divers' bucket list to go be able to swim with a whale, let alone a humpback whale that's, you know, 60 feet long. This is just a phenomenal experience. And to be able to come to one spot and have it pretty much guaranteed that you're going to at least see them, but have the interaction and the experiences that we've had on this trip so far. And this is fairly, I don't know, how would you rate this one so far? This is probably fairly mellow, isn't it?
Well, it's been a great week.
Yeah.
But it is the beginning of the season, all right? So every week there'll be more and more whales here. It doesn't mean that whether you come at the beginning or end, you're not going to see a lot of whales. It's all a point of reference and a perspective. But they estimate between 5,000 and 7,000 whales come through here in a season. And you know, just to be able to be here, no matter when you get here, you're going to have a good time. There's going to be plenty of whales. You're going to see surface activity. You're going to have the opportunity to get in the water with a whale if that's what you want to do. You don't have to, because there's going to be breaching and fin slapping and lobtailing and all these different behaviors that you'll witness out here on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I think Walt DeMartini was doing some tail lobbing, but I don't know if I think that was rum induced. Though.
You
hear
what I'm saying? Know about that. Most of the surface behavior you get out here, because all the females go into estrus at the same time, all the males' testosterone goes crazy. They're here to mate and calve. And the males will compete with each other and get very violent with each other to just get next to the female, because the female wants a healthy offspring. And she's going to mate or choose the healthiest male and the strongest male to provide that for her.
And then there's going to be some young punk that comes over and says, hey, I can do better than that boy. And next thing you know, you got this rowdy group. It's just nutty.
And rowdy groups can be as few as three whales involved or as many as 16, 18 whales I've seen fighting to get next to the female.
Once again, it sounds like a singles bar, doesn't it?
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. The way the world learns to dive.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master on board the Turks and Caicos Explorer to live aboard here on the Silver Banks off the coast of the Dominican Republic. I'm hanging out with some of the other passengers now. Now, Alberto, Alberto's been providing entertainment, singing, dancing, the works, just enjoying yourself, right?
I just can't stop enjoying myself. I really wish all of you listeners were down here with us.
Yes, he would probably give you a shot of his tequila. That's good tequila. Now, Pedro, you're his partner in crime. Is that true?
Oh, yes, we are. But the whales have been great today, and we had a great time.
Yeah, it's a fun time, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And so you're from the Dominican Republic too, right?
Yeah, I'm a local one, but never seen this before.
You just what weren't aware of it, and then you found out about it and said, hey, let's hop on this boat and give it a whirl.
My first time, and I'm going to come lots of times more.
Now, when you're living on the Dominican Republic, you can't, whales don't come by the coast there, do they? Because we're about 80 miles offshore, I believe, right?
Well, they go to Samana, the peninsula, and they you have a lot of whales, but we have whale watching there.
Right.
Only the only experience we can dive with is right here.
Ah, okay.
You guys, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a very special thing for you guys too. It's very nice. Nice folks to meet the locals and some of the folks experiencing this with us. Now, there's obviously people from all over the world. Jan's with me right now. You're from where?
Well, living in Amsterdam now.
Amsterdam. So, so this is a little bit of a haul for you to come out here, I guess.
Yes, it is. It was a long trip. Overnight in New York to get here, but well worth it.
Well worth it.
Yes.
Whale. Just make sure we get that in there. There's many more jokes like that, puns we got to get out there before the show's over. So, Jan, what drew you to this experience in the first place? I know you've been on other Explorer Ventures trips before, right?
Well, actually, I'll say sort of beginner's luck. I was thinking about a liveaboard, and I'm originally from Canada, and so I was looking at something over here from instead of Europe, and lucked into, I found the Turks and Caicos Explorer, and that was about 3 years ago, and since then I've been on this boat, this is my third time.
Also, you're on the Turks and Caicos itinerary, I guess, right?
On the Turks, yeah, scuba diving, did the Caribbean Explorer, and did a great stint down in the Maldives on the Carpe Vita, but this is, my wife doesn't scuba dive, so we decided to come for a snorkeling expedition. So, great time on the boat, but you don't have to be a scuba diver to enjoy it. So,
yeah, you don't. And you guys, like most people here on the boat, including myself, you're trying to get that whale shot, that special whale shot for your desktop, and I think you've already got it, haven't you?
Today we got a nice one of a whale breaching its tail right out of the water, but also trying to get that nice in-water encounter. So.
Yeah, and what about the in-water encounter? She's staying on the boat, but she's right there with us while we slip into the water and get in there. How close have you gotten so far, and have you gotten some underwater shots that pleased you so far, or what?
Well, it's hit and miss. Like Tom Conlon said, I mean, it's not SeaWorld, so it's...
You've got to find a whale that's cooperative and that happens to come up at the right time, because we've seen sleepers where they just sit there at the bottom a few feet off the sand, and you can see them down there, and they'll hang there for like 15, 20 minutes, and we kind of hover, and then they come up for air, and then you might get a shot or two when they get close, and then they sink right back down. What have you liked so far in those encounters so far? Has it been the sleepers? Has it been the calf and the mother? Has it been the singer? What about that?
Yeah. The calves and the mothers were great. Just seeing, seeing the little baby peeking out from under its mother and then quickly going up to the surface to breathe, coming back down. But today, yeah, we were down. We just jumped in and there was a whale by itself. We were there for 5 minutes listening to its singing.
Yeah, and, it went something like this. Yeah, I'm going to give it my best shot. It went... what do you think?
Very good, Greg.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm working on that impression, so...
You'll attract a few mothers that way.
I might. I might get mated with a humpback whale this week by the end of the week if I keep this up. But it was pretty remarkable to slip in the water, and all of a sudden you hear this whale sound just going crazy. That was just an amazing experience. And then to see the whale come and come up, and he kind of swam under us while he was singing. It was just, I don't know what they're doing, if they're calling other whales or whatever, but it's a pretty magical thing to experience, don't you think?
It is. Yeah, you just put your head under the water, and you're hearing the whale sounds, and it's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, so, we've done a lot already. Is there anything left on your list as far as coming to, when it comes to these humpback whales that you haven't already experienced this week?
Well, I was on, as I said, it's hit or miss. Some people on another boat spent about an hour and a half today where a baby came right up to them and...
spy hopped them or something, or what?
Well, I'm not sure if that has any sexual...
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. They're mating. What are you going to do?
Spy hopped, but if that's...
Well, I don't know what it means in Amsterdam. It could have a whole different meaning there, which would be understandable.
But, another a nice encounter with a family of whales would be great. Yeah,
yeah, just another up close and personal type adventure. Hey, the bell's ringing. It's dinner time here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard. Polly is down there. She's given the signal. She's one of the crew members here on the boat. And let's just say, Polly, let's say hi. Hi, how you doing, Polly?
Hi, Greg.
Oh, that's good. Oh, it's windy. It's windy. Yeah, so we're pulling. Wait, how are you?
Great. He just threatened to throw the dinner bell overboard.
Well, I think he just did.
He dropped
it.
I see that. Yeah.
Are there rules when it comes to the dinner bell here on the live aboard boat or what?
Sorry, say that.
Are there rules regarding the bell, what you can do with the bell? Because I think he just violated every rule in the book from
really
what I can
see. Violating that bell right now. I don't know if I really want to touch it after this.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely going to have to wash his hands before dinner. But that's Alberto. That's what they do, especially after a shot or two of this tequila they're drinking.
Are you having a good time this week?
Always. Aren't I always? Come on.
Aren't those whales amazing?
They are amazing. Polly got in the water today. She had her first encounter this week with the whales. We're going to talk to some more of the passengers, the crew, Tom, get some more of the, you know, the background, the behavior of these humpback whales, why they're here, why they do what they do, and put on such an amazing show for us folks on the live board.
Anyway,
don't touch it. All right, dinner's ready. All right, we'll be back with hour two, I guess after dinner. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.